A rustle from behind her had her glancing over her shoulder.
Came to lend a hand. Doesn't look like you need our assistance, though.
Neil ambled into the room with the rest of the guys in tow. Dust clung to their holy jeans and t-shirts. Dirt streaked their arms. Exertion had their cheeks glowing. Rugged and filthy, they still managed to steal her breath. Maybe more than when they spruced themselves up. They'd focused on demolition and the structural concerns rampant in the basement, while she completed the more refined project on the main level. Worked for her, except she'd missed having them nearby. Okay, so one stinking floor below her didn't constitute a huge riff. Still, it was enough. Anywhere beyond her grasp seemed too far. Their faith in her skills overwhelmed her with smugness. They wouldn't allow her to roam unbridled if they had any doubt about her capabilities. Mike inspected her progress carefully.
This is good shit, Dev. I like how you built up the molding with the dental piece on top of the cove. Looks fantastic. Cost-effective. Solid workmanship, too. It's stuff like this buyers will notice and pay more for. They don't give a crap that we've made sure their foundation won't crack and sprayed enough insulation in this place to save them a boatload on energy bills. Nice work.
Thanks, boss.
She giggled when he smacked her ass with one of his leather gloves. She couldn't resist teasing.
Was that my reward?
Careful, or I'll put you over my knee, imp.
Mike's warning held no heat, unless it was the kind born of desire.
Promise?
She would have liked to play more, if there wasn't one last thing she had to attend to.
Seriously, though, I couldn't reach the tray section, even with the ladder. Could one of you hammer this in for me?
The twitch of Neil's lips guaranteed he'd caught her double entendre.